This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking with Ko Chuan Zhen, co-founder and CEO of Plus Solar. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Ko.
Thanks a lot, Lynn.
So Plus Solar, the main thing that you do is you're in EPCC services for the solar panel industry. So I guess my first question to you would be, where exactly do you source your solar panels from?
For us, we source the panels from across the different places, from China and from Malaysia. And majority, I would say, is from China due to the price advantage from China's.
So how much are you affected then by the trade war previously and then by the subsequent economic slowdown and even COVID-19 now that's happening in China?
I would say in the trade war, it didn't really impact for us because so far we are still able to source from China. And also the price actually is getting more and more competitive from a supplier side, so which means it's something good for us, which we are able to offer a much lower cost of our solar system solution for our customers. But recently, this coronavirus, I would say it will have a lot of impact, but luckily we have placed most of the order before Chinese New Year. So I would say in short term, it won't have any impact to us. But for long term, it's all really unable to predict. So I believe it won't just impact solar industry, but as well as other industry as well.
Yes, manufacturing, because general manufacturing is seeing a slowdown as a result of the COVID-19. So, you know, what kind of measures are you taking to perhaps prevent a longer-term disruption? You know, what kind of an outlook do you have at this moment on your supply chain?
Okay, right now from our information, there's a lot of manufacturing in China. Most of their workers has already back to work. And even though it's slowed down, but it seems that everything is under control, especially those suppliers and the manufacturer which we collaborate with. They are the world-class company, they are tier one's company. So far, it seems quite good. And so far, we also invested in some of this inventory. Mm-hmm. So I would say in the next 2 to 3 months, I won't see much problem. And for long run, because right now, if you look at China's situation, coronavirus is getting control. So I would really say that I would hope the whole situation will getting better. So our plan B, it would be just source the panels from Malaysia, which is local made panels. Yeah.
So roughly, currently, what's the proportion of your supply that is sourced from overseas versus local players?
I would say no more than 90% is from overseas.
And mostly from China?
Yes.
Okay. But even assuming that the coronavirus situation comes under control and we don't see any supply disruptions as a result of the manufacturing industry stalling in China, what's your forex exposure like? Because the ringgit has been very volatile recently. Yep. So are you hedging in that regard?
Yeah, we do have our own hedging for certain numbers in our fund as well. Mm-hmm. So I would say in short term, I would say right now everything is under control. Yeah, but we hope the whole situation will get better.
How short term is your short term though?
In the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but beyond 2 to 3 months?
Yeah. Definitely you will get impact, especially for the ringgit Malaysia. Yeah, that's how we come across in the past few years. But I would say right now, we just hope for the best and we have already do whatever we can do to mitigate the risk.
Okay. Now, Plus Solar is in an interesting mix of areas as well, because not only do you do engineering and installation for retail and commercial consumers, you also have solar farms across the west coast of Malaysia. So what's your revenue distribution between these two areas?
All right. Currently, Plus Solar, we have two different markets. One market is for solar farm. So solar farm occupied about 50% of it. And the other 50% is for commercial and industrial buildings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now, I would say it's quite even. And we are not concentrated to one single market and to one single client. Yeah, because we are pretty focused in commercial and industrial building as well. Because they were able to for us to diversify our revenue concentrations. Yeah. So far, I would say quite good because in this solar farm market, in the past 8 years, we have built 6 solar power plants since 2012. And for commercial industrial markets, actually, we have already built close to 150 over commercial and industrial buildings, yeah, including like shopping complex, manufacturing plants, including like logistic companies.
Yeah. Including Menara Ken, where the BFM offices
exactly,
are located.
Exactly. Yeah, this is this Menara Ken is a green building.
Yes.
And on top of this, the solar system is all designed and built by us.
Are you looking to expand, though, perhaps your solar farm, the solar farm part of your business, considering the fact that I think you see much higher margins when it comes to solar farming versus commercial and industrial installation projects, right?
I would say for solar farm, it will mainly focus on the scale. Because solar farm, just for one project, it can scale from, let's say, 5 megawatt to 20 or to 30 over megawatt or 50
right.
megawatts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely the margin is lower compared with commercial industrial buildings. Yeah, because commercial industrial building, the scale is not that big, but it's come with volume, which is we have how many numbers of commercial industrial buildings in a year. Yeah, so I would say for our focus to expand, we were very focused in Malaysia markets right now because mm-hmm. Right now, Malaysia is one of the best country to invest in solar in Southeast Asia beside Vietnam's. Yeah. So since we are growth from Malaysia and we are a Malaysian company, definitely we will prioritize Malaysia and put most of our resources in Malaysian markets.
All right. Yeah. And you haven't had any difficulty perhaps securing more land for the solar farming projects?
I would say in Malaysia, yeah, it seems like we have plenty of land, but at the same time, the land which is really suitable for solar is a little bit challenging. And it's also, it will be a land which is quite popular for a lot of investors to eye on that as well.
What's the criteria for land that is suitable for solar farms?
Yeah, first of all, we have to consider the sunlight. Yeah, because solar farm is all about power generation. So this all rely on the sun irradiance. So we have to select the location which has a lot of sunlight. The solar irradiance is high. So that's the mm-hmm. first thing. Secondly, this location has to close to substation, the TNB substation. So we were able to cut down the cost and also to reduce the power losses from our solar farm to the substation that we need to inject to connect to the grid. Yeah, so this will be the two main consideration. And the third one, definitely, it will be about the landscaping mm-hmm. of the area. Yeah, usually we will look for land with less impact and also which is flat enough for us to build solar farm on that. So it will be able to reduce our civil and structure costs.
Right, okay. So now moving to some of the other areas that we've been talking about. I took a look at your numbers and I noticed that Plus Solar currently has a target set for FY 2020, which mm-hmm. ends in March of this year, mm-hmm. of about 150 million ringgit in revenue.
Yep.
That's a considerable jump considering that the revenue for FY 2019 came in at 64.5 million, more than 100%. You know, what is driving this jump in your earnings?
There are a few factors that drive us to have a huge growth in our revenue. First of all, it's a huge demand from markets because right now, for the commercial industrial markets, because right now, I would say public the awareness for solar system is much better mm-hmm. if compared with the past. The trust level with the public with solar technology is much better as well. So there's a lot of inquiry. From a lot of business owners who like to enjoy the tax incentive mm-hmm. by investing in solar. So that's one of a very major reason that helps us to grow our business. A second reason is on the solar farm side. Yeah, because we just completed 2 solar power plants this year. Actually, there's a for large-scale solar too. So these 2 power plants is also able to help us to support our revenue growth.
Okay. But when you say market demand, it's true that we have started to see kind of attitudes shift towards solar power.
Yes.
But at the same time, you also have to balance that against the increased number of companies that are operating in this arena. Because if you look at, say, 2012, there were maybe 30 companies operating in the solar panel industry. Now you have about 120. So what differentiates Plus Solar?
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, Plus Solar, we are always the market leader in the country, that we have a lot of good portfolio, especially with our customers. So we have more than 10 over industry like what I mentioned just now, like from shopping complex to logistic to cold storage and so on. Mm-hmm. So with all of this, a great portfolio, actually it will be able to help us to build a lot of strong trust to our customers. And second thing is, we are not just a solar EPC company that we only do installations, and we are not just providing our energy solution and we will stop at solar itself. But solar, it will be a point for us to start with our solution. And actually, we are a holistic clean energy solution provider, because for every single building, when we go in, that after we install and design the solar system for their building, so they're able to achieve like 20 or 30% of energy saving. But the remaining or 80% and 70%, it is still there. So we have our own energy management solution, software solution, able to help our customer to further save energy in a smarter way. Yeah, so this is something that differentiates us with our competitors.
Okay, and I'm going to be asking you more about that in just a minute. I've been speaking with Ko Chuan Zin, co-founder and CEO of Plus Solar. Stay tuned for more after this, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking with Ko Chuan Zin, co-founder and CEO of Plus Solar. Now, Ko, just before we went into a few messages, you spoke about energy management solutions. So that's one of the programs that Plus Solar is currently running, and it's been running for about a year now. Perhaps you could tell us, what are your plans in terms of scaling that up to your customers in the near future?
Yeah, because what we are observing right now, a lot of our customers, after they install a solar or before they install a solar, they always have a lot of question about how they use building energies, and they always can't visualize that. So that's why this solution, we are able to help them to visualize the whole energy usage patterns 24 hours and in every 5 minutes. Yeah. So with this smart energy management platform, they were able to visualize and understand the whole building energy, how they go to consume, and before with solar and after with solar, what is the impact on that? And let's say after they install with solar, what else they can do further? They can do more to reduce their energy. So this, we will come with our energy consultancies that we will help them to do the health check, diagnosis, and we will let them know for which part of your production you can further to save your energy. So that's the purpose of us, of how we do the whole holistic energy management solution for our customers.
So what's your take up of this service at the moment?
I would say right now, most of our solar solution is come with this service to our customer, and so far most of our customers, they are quite happy with that, because with this solution they are able to visualize the data, and data is one of very key elements today, especially for business owner, especially for manufacturer. For them, usually they will have three main operation costs will come into their mind and also will trouble them most of the time. The first is raw material, second will be the human capital, the third one will be energy source. Yeah. So this is a great solution for them to further save their operation costs through the energy management.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I want to talk a bit about some of the government incentives in place, because we have seen the previous government putting in place measures to increase renewable energy contributions to 20% from the 5% currently. Now, despite the change of government, so far those initiatives are still in place. So what are the kind of benefits that you've seen from them so far, and how do you plan to continue capitalizing on them for as long as they're in place?
Yeah, I would say have about three phases it will go through, because in the early days, which is about 8 years back, when the government started to encourage the market to invest in solar, they come out with a scheme, they call it FIN tariff. So FIN tariff scheme actually is highly subsidized. From a renewable energy fund. And this fund is from you and me, that we have to pay 1.6% from our electricity bill to this renewable energy fund. And with this renewable energy fund, it will go into subsidize for all the solar investor who invest in solar, that you're able to sell it back to TNB with a higher tariff rate. Yeah. But one of the challenge for this fund, it is limited, and there's a quota. So it is just an activator to activate the whole industry to start to look forward in solar technology and investment. Because most of South Asian, actually, yeah, we like to tie with everything with investment. So and also the benefit of it is able to build trust and also the awareness among the public, the solar user with the solar technology.
But I guess one of the problems with this is that, you know, along with the increased knowledge that you describe, is that for those people who might perhaps be interested in taking up or in contributing towards renewable energy, it's a big upfront cost.
Yeah, that's why after the phase one, we have those problems. But it has already built a trust within the industry with this technology. And right now, actually, we are at a phase two, which is the government, they have already taken out the subsidies. Mm-hmm. And the main thing is because solar price has dropped a lot. Because in 8 years back, let's say for residential houses, it's about 10 ringgit per unit cost. And today, it is just about 4 ringgit per unit mm-hmm. cost. So the solar system price has dropped a lot. At the same time, the TNB price has increased as well. And right now, the government, they are running a scheme called net energy metering. So
yes.
So it is like a self-consumption that you can generate your solar, but you're not selling back to TNB, you will consume it. At the same time, you're able to offset your electricity bill from whatever you generated.
Mm. Yeah.
So I would say right now, the solar system, the payback period is pretty attractive. It is just about 4 years. Yeah. You are able to have your this investment to have payoff. And the rest, start from 5th year to 25th year, it will be this free energy from the sun. So this is the reason why the take-up rate right now has increased a lot, especially for commercial and industrial buildings owners. Yeah.
Do you see the take-up rate plateauing, though, considering that as we also move to more urban condo-dwelling societies, you know, how much space is there realistically for growth, particularly amongst the general public, not just the commercial and industrial spaces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say one of the challenges for solar is always the space. Yeah, so I would say right now it has to focus on the building, come with a roof, and also come with some certain space.
So now I'd like also to touch a little bit on some of the other, you know, there are also other initiatives for solar players in place, like, for example, U-Solar by UOB. But as we have touched on, the market is quite competitive. You know, there are 120 players in this space. So how are you planning to grab a slice of this pie? You know, who are you currently in partnership with any of these banks that have initiated solar initiatives?
Yep, we are the one of our official partners, the solar partner with UOB under the U-Solar program. At the same time, we are working closely with a lot of different banks on the ground as well, especially our frontliner with their frontliner in the past 8 years. Yeah, so I would say right now we have collaborated with more than 5 over banks mm-hmm. in the market. And this is also one of the reasons able to drive industry to grow faster because solar is more and more affordable. Yeah,
I mean, you've touched on the fact that you're a market leader, but we do also have, say, for example, SolarVest, which is mm-hmm. Recently listed. I think at the end of the last year. Mm-hmm. So with players like this also in the ring, you know, what's to say that you're going to come out on top?
Okay, first of all, for Plus Solar, we have planned this much ahead. Yeah, because in the past few years, actually, we have built up a lot of different offices mm-hmm. in the different places in Malaysia. Because one of the challenges in this industry is always we have to serve our customer. And this thing is always one of the challenge. And at this point of time, we have 4 different offices in Malaysia, which start from Penang, Ipoh, KL, and also in Johor. So what we are doing is, well, we set up all these offices in all these places, and then we go to that local community. We hire local to serve for local market. With a long-term services mm-hmm. with them. Because once we build a solar system with them, we will have a 25 years relationship with all of our customers. And we use solar as this is a starting point. At the same time, our energy solution for energy efficiency, it will be the subsequent solution with our customer. So this makes us a little bit different from other players in the markets. And at the same time, we have quite a huge customer base that close to 150 hours commercial industrial building that have built solar. And all of these customers, they are quite happy with our services and they have a lot of referral from them from time to time. Yeah. So I would say right now, we are pretty confident to capture the markets. And we have more than 20% for market share in terms of rooftop market mm-hmm. at this point of time.
So how much of a market share, how are you looking to grow that market share? You know, do you have a target for the next 5 years, say?
Yeah, I would say definitely we are eyeing to like up to about 30% of the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, I would say we won't just look into just solar itself only. Solar is just where we started with. Actually, we are looking into the different places, especially like what I mentioned about the energy efficiency solutions.
How much do you expect that to contribute towards your revenues going forward?
Yeah, at this moment, we are all blended together, which is solar and also the energy solution. The energy efficiency solution is all one-stop services to our customer. And what we foresee, it will have a much bigger demand. Yeah, after a lot of distributing owner, they have solar in. Because solar is always one of a great technology for them to bring out their awareness about how they use energy. Yeah. So what we foresee, the energy efficiency, it will be the next wave.
All right.
After the solar.
So what's next then for Plus Solar? You know, we've talked about your plans for expansion of market share and expansion within Malaysia. But you also told Deal Street Asia that Plus Solar was mulling options to invite private equity as well as equity fund investors to join new shareholders in expansion. So is that still on the cards?
Yeah, I would say we are not really rushed for any corporate exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And we just always open to that. Yeah, because right now, first of all, we are financially doing quite well. So we have enough fund for us to grow locally and also grow to the international markets.
But your profit before tax margins have been coming down over the past few years. Why is that the case?
Yeah, because when you have a technology from a niche market to fast growth stage, definitely you will see some changes on this profit margin side. Yeah. So I would say this actually come across with a different industry, but so far we are still able to adjust it and so to maintain it to a certain level. Yeah.
So will you be able to arrest the margin slide?
I would say, yeah, the margin slide is something that is unable to avoid too much because when the market really go fast and we come with skill, so there's a volume with a margin that's coming to a balance point. And right now, I would say we are finding a different balance point from there. And this is the reason why we also come up with our different the software solutions. So that would be our different new business that we were able to help us to scale to a different level.
All right, and what about IPOs? Because we've seen a solar company come to public markets very recently in the form of SolarVest, which we've mentioned. Is there any chance we'd see Plus Solar coming to the market anytime soon?
I would say in the next 12 months, it won't happen because, as I mentioned, first of all, right now we have enough fund. And especially for the business leader for us, one of the very important thing is about the focus, because we are not just build a company for listed. Definitely listed, it could be one of a pathway for us to raise fund. But in this moment, since we have enough fund, that's why we are very focused to build our fundamental, to build our people, to build a different office in the different places in Malaysia, and also to improve a lot of our back-end system. Because one of the key things for a company to scale is always the back-end operations. Yeah, so this is one of the focus that we always focus in the past few years, to focus our resources to build it on the people side, on the system side.
Okay.
So we are not rushed for listed, but this could happen in the future, but we won't. But I will say right now it's not the right timing for us.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming to speak with us this morning, Ko. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
I've been speaking with Ko Chuan Zen, co-founder and CEO of Plus Solar. This has been The Breakfast Grill, and I'm Lynn Mark for The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.